Archers for the week, 26 June to 1 July, 2005.
At the stables, lunch isn't the only thing you could cut with a knife.
Potatoes, anyone?
Mm. No, not for me, dear.
No, thanks. I'm going to struggle to clear my plate as it is. Mm. Not that this isn't delicious.
No.
Alistair, you can finish these off, surely.
No, thanks.
Oh, well.
Mum, can I get down now?
Wait till everyone's finished, please, Daniel.
But, Mum...
Don't be rude.
He's just impatient to get to the cricket, aren't you, Daniel?
I don't think we said... We took Christine over to Lower Loftley yesterday.
Oh, yes.
She really enjoyed it, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so. Nigel's Meadows really coming along. I was saying, wasn't I? I can't remember the last time I saw so many meadow brown butterflies.
No. Oh, and the vines have started flowering.
Well, only some of them, Jill.
I know.
And Nigel's got to remove any fruit they produce.
Still, it might not be long before we're all enjoying a bottle of Chateau Pargiter over Sunday lunch, eh?
Mm.
Indeed.
Oh, the swallow chicks are out of their nest now.
Yes. You ought to go and see them, Daniel.
Yes, maybe you could take him over to show him, Alistair.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we had some good news yesterday, didn't we?
Did we?
Well, you did. About the cricket sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, tell them.
Oh, right. What it is one of the drug companies I use has agreed to help the team buy cricket equipment for Daniel's school.
Oh, right.
They're sponsoring us £5 for every six we hit this season.
Yeah, they got back to you almost immediately, didn't they?
That's wonderful.
Oh.
Yes, it'll be more than enough money, all being well.
Right, I'd better get my kit together.
Oh, Alistair, Mum and Dad haven't...
No, it's all right, dear.
Oh, yes, I'd almost finished.
Yes, but...
It's fine. We should be making a move anyway.
OK.
Maybe this will be your year to win the trophy back, eh, Alistair?
I don't think so.
Oh.
So can I go now?
Yes, go on. Oh, Alistair, get him to put his trainers on, will you?
That really was lovely, Shula.
Yes, the lamb was perfect. And those roast potatoes, you know how much I like them.
Oh, look, why don't you two go and sit down? I'll clear this away.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, it's fine.
No, let me.
Dad, don't bother.
Let your father help.
I'll just put these by the sink.
Oh, thank you.
It's wonderful the way this single wicket keeps going, isn't it? Such a good way for Daniel to remember Mark.
Mm.
Shula.
Please, Mum, don't.
But
I'm sick of it, OK? Just leave it. Please.
Hi, Tamsin. It's Tom. Look, if you could just give me a call. I'm playing in a minute, so if you are coming, or if not, if something's cropped up, I'm free tonight. Maybe you'd like me to come over to yours? I could bring a takeaway, maybe some wine, put some bubbles in the bath. Feels like I haven't seen you for ages.
You lucky devil.
Hey? Oh, no.
I thought I was the Casanova of the family.
Listen, Tom, anyway, call me, OK?
Does your mother know what you're like?
Kenton?
You know, if she's holding out on you, I could give you a few tips.
Shut up and put your pads on.
All right, just trying to help, mate.
You're only jealous.
Me? Jealous?
Yeah, you.
Well, if you don't want to partake of my wisdom...
All right, you two, you're on.
OK.
Well, that was a bit quick, wasn't it?
Hayley got run out. She shouldn't have left her crease.
Alistair's got through, then?
Yeah. I don't think he's on top form, though. He'll be playing one of you in the next round.
Righto. Come on, Kenton.
Yeah, OK.
Don't put those pads too tight. You won't have them on for long.
Yeah, Tom, I've been meaning to ask you. Those wiener pellets...
Not now, Neil.
They've nearly run out.
Yeah, I'm sorting it, all right? Hurry up, Kenton.
Oh, you say so, but I reckon we've only got about another 4 days' worth.
Four?
Well, maybe five. I have been telling you for weeks.
Yeah, OK, I'll deal with it. Don't worry, you'll get your pig feed.
Good crowd, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Oh, come on, Alistair.
More than I remember there being last year.
Oh, what's he doing? He could have run then.
Isn't that great, Shula? Seeing all the village come out to show their support.
Oh, not quite all of them.
Mm.
Have you seen David or Ruth?
Daniel? No.
I can't think why I was expecting them to come, though.
You mustn't change the scoreboard. Your dad didn't score any runs.
Why not?
Well, because it's cheating.
So?
You can still beat Tom. He only needs, what,
Oh, 10 runs from 2 balls.
Ah, well, he could still do it. But he needs a 6 off this ball.
Goodness, Tom's giving it a long run up, isn't he?
That's not a bad hit, though.
Oh, come on, come on!
Well, Roy's underneath it. Oh, dear.
Oh, that's that, then.
Is Dad out?
Yep, I'm afraid so.
Oh, well, you can't win them all.
I may as well go and get a cup of tea. Anyone else want one?
Oh, yes, please.
Mum?
Please?
OK, then.
Hang on, I'll come with you.
Sorry, Alistair.
No, fair play. That was awful.
Don't beat yourself up about it. You struck that last ball pretty well. Didn't he, Kenton?
What's that?
The last ball.
Oh, yeah, I reckon even I would have caught that.
Oh, cheers.
Look, never mind, mate. Come and join the rest of us losers. Company's much better.
Is that your phone?
No, sorry, it's mine.
Aye, aye. Tom, you shouldn't carry that around when you're playing.
He has to. He's on call.
On call?
Yeah, yeah. He's a 24-hour lover boy.
Go away, Kenton.
Hey.
Actually, Al, it's a good thing you let him beat you. I've got a tenner on with Eddie that he's going to win this thing.
Oh, so now my family are betting against me.
Oh, don't be such a sourpuss. He had better odds. What? Oh, come on. After the hammering he gave you, would you bet against him?
Yes, I would.
Huh? Would you? You want to put money on that?
Kenton.
Oh, come on, I'll wager you a fiver. Hmm? Yeah, nothing serious. You know, just a bit of fun between the two of us.
Well,
it'll make the fielding more interesting.
Hmm? No. No, I wouldn't want you to lose any more money. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Seriously, you can't keep that phone on you.
Was it her? You in business? Hmm?
No, just an email alert.
Look, it could easily get smashed.
I'll tell you what, I'll look after it for you if you want.
You must be joking.
Well, I won't answer if Madam calls, cross my heart.
Oh, all right. I'll give it to you when I'm in again. But Neil's got to play Nathan first.
So is the horse better now?
Yes, he recovered as soon as Alistair gave him the adrenaline.
Good.
And it was as much my fault as his. But could I get him to see that? He thinks he's losing his grip.
What do you think?
I think he's a brilliant vet.
Oh, yes. No,
it's
I'm
just that no one else in this family thinks so.
You know that's not true. It's just when you said how depressed Alistair is. Truly, I'd no idea things had got so bad.
Look, it doesn't matter. I didn't even want to get into this.
Fine.
All I wanted was for us to try and have a nice day.
All right. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I suppose you heard about the row.
Your father did mention you had a run-in with Elizabeth.
Oh, that. No, that was nothing.
And he said you weren't very happy with him. But I'm sure he didn't mean to upset
no,
you.
No, Mum.
He was only telling you his opinion.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
I'm talking about David and Ruth. I went round to see them last week. I just wanted them to understand what they were doing to Alistair, that you can't just cast people off like that.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Oh, we're all hiding away. It was awful, Mum. I was so angry.
Oh, no.
They tried to blame it all on Sam in the end, of course, saying it was his decision. As if they're not responsible for what happens on their own farm.
Oh, surely not.
Well, that's how it sounded to me.
Shula.
They didn't consult Alistair at all. They just let him deal with the cows and then threw it at him. We don't need you anymore. We want somebody better.
Oh,
that's what makes me so angry, Mum. They had no respect for his position at all, or his feelings.
But I'm sure that's not how they meant it to be. It must have been really difficult.
Really difficult? Oh, well, Alistair and I certainly don't feel as if we've got any support.
Oh, love, please don't. I'm sure they never meant to hurt you.
Right.
It's just a shame these decisions have to be made at all.
Well, clearly no one thinks we deserve any better.
Oh, darling.
Oh, come on.
You know your father and I are always here for you, don't you?
We need to get back to the camp.
Shula!
Dad's tea will have gone cold.
Catch it, Kenton!
Yeah, it's all right.
Catch it!
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, Kenton! Oh.
I'm sorry, Neil.
How did you miss that? I hope it wasn't deliberate.
Deliberate? I'm in pain here. Gee.
And thanks to you fumbling the ball, Tom's even closer to winning you your bet.
He still needs 2 more runs.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll find that hard.
Neil! Ball! Reckon you ought to buy him a drink with your winnings.
Who, Neil?
No, Tom.
Oh, I was going to say, it's a miracle Neil's in the final at all.
Come on then, Grandad. Let's get this over with.
Don't you count your chickens, Tom Archer. I'm not through with you yet.
Yeah, yeah. Just remember who pays your wages, all right? I want a nice, easy ball.
You'll get what you're given.
Right.
Tom, your mobile.
Eh?
It's your lady love.
Neil, wait. What?
Yes!
No, no way, that can't stand.
I think you'll find it will. Tough luck, mate, you're out.
I was distracted.
Don't make any difference.
Here you go, Tom. Oh, sorry, she's rung off.
Oh.
Where have you two been? You've missed it all.
No, we saw. Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You'd better go and present the trophy, love.
Oh, yes.
I really didn't expect you'd be giving it to Neil. Turn up for the books, eh, Alistair?
You're going to help your man with the shield, Daniel?
OK. Bad luck, darling.
After Tom got past you, I thought he was odds on.
Really? I didn't.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to get my things from the pavilion.
Well, aren't you going to stay while I make the presentation?
No, I need to get back and do some work.
Oh, surely that can wait 5 minutes.
No, it can't. See you back at home.
Bye.
Yes. Bye, Alistair.
Darling, don't you want to have a drink with the others? Alistair?
Surely they're waiting for you.
What? Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, come on, Daniel. Careful with it, sweetheart.
Oh, dear. Phil.
I know.
We have to do something. Shula's in a terrible state. She thinks we're all against her.
Yes, I know she does.
Couldn't you speak to David?
No, I've made my feelings clear.
You hadn't seen Alistair, though. You didn't realise how badly he'd taken it.
If we start sticking our nose in now, it'll only make matters worse.
There must be some kind of compromise we can come to.
Jill, really?
This is tearing the family apart.
And if I could think of a way to resolve it, I'd suggest it. But honestly, I just don't know what I can do.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody. That was a wonderful afternoon.
And Neil has given Susan a surprise.
Believe me, eyes when he came in holding it.
I can imagine.
I mean, I'm not saying Neil's a bad cricketer, but, well, it's never been his forte. And at his age.
Yeah.
There, sweetheart.
And of course, he's only gone and put the ugly thing in the middle of the mantelpiece.
What are you gristling about?
I'll let him leave the shield there until the party. I'll have to.
Oh, that's better, innit?
Oh, Clary.
Does that marzipan look a bit wet to you?
Yeah, well, I've had it waiting in the fridge for days.
It's just, well, it's sticking to your rolling pin. I'm sure if you add some more sugar...
Yeah. Good idea.
I'll get it, Clary.
Oh, no, love, no.
I don't mind.
You stay there. If I'd known you was bringing the cake round, I'd have checked the marzipan first.
Well, we finished early today. Mine, Tom, was in a foul mood. Apparently, Tamsin stood him up again yesterday.
Brenda calls her the Tominatrix.
Oh, Emma.
One of them is...
Oh, look, she's a perfectly nice, respectable businesswoman. Yeah. And you shouldn't gossip about people like that.
There. That'd be dry enough now.
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Perhaps it was your recipe. Mine generally comes out right first time round. Like the cake, you know.
Yeah. Funny that. I seem to remember it being darker around the edges.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Just remember saying at the time.
And I said it was perfectly all right.
Well, it looks very nice now.
You know, if you need some help preparing the food...
Oh, no,
you don't need to do that.
We can manage.
I've got the time.
You should be taking it easy.
Oh, Clary.
Why?
I found some lovely hors d'oeuvres in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah?
I thought we could pass some rain, you know, with the sparkling wine.
We could.
Oh, Clary.
Eddie and Joe don't like nothing too fancy, though.
I were
going to make egg and cress sandwiches.
Oh. Is Ed round, Clary?
But I think he's upstairs.
Oh, I wasn't really planning on having anything like that.
I might just go and say hello.
It's what they served at Charles and Camilla's wedding.
Really?
And Cornish pasties.
No.
Right, back down in a bit.
She's the Duchess of Cornwall, isn't she?
Mm. course. Oh, I suppose in that case, it might be all right.
Yeah, I ask you, look at this.
Come on, fix me a drink. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, all right. Let me just get my jacket off.
You know, Shula's having to get everyone to sign a form now, in case they fall off. It's ridiculous. His parents suing when their little darling takes a tumble. Matt?
Yeah, I've got a message. My phone was on silent.
Oh, well, hurry up, darling.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, don't these people know anything about horses? You're not a proper rider until you've been thrown a few times. Of course, it doesn't help that Alistair's feeling so low, with David and Ruth... Matt?
Yeah, I heard you. Stupid parents litigating.
No, Ruth and David. They've sacked Alistair as their vet.
Have they?
The whole thing sounds very nasty.
Oh, well.
Matt? Darling, what's the matter?
You've
gone as white as a sheet. Who was that on the phone?
It was Yvette.
Yvette?
Yeah.
Saying what?
I was right. The account numbers, the investment tiles. She's got them all.
Yeah, my washing's in the laundry, Mum.
Thanks, I really wanted to know that.
Sorry, I thought you were my mum.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing much.
Hey, are you up for the Dross thing?
Hey?
I heard you might be giving it another go, playing again.
No, well, Fallon wants to, honestly, the point, really. I'm just bored.
Oh, budge up.
Here, do you want a pillow?
Oh, yeah, tar.
So what are you up to?
Nothing. I'm not allowed to.
Me?
Oh, I thought after I'd had George, they'd stop treating me like I was helpless.
Oh, you mean Mum's or us?
Yeah, they won't let me do a thing. Will's never around. He just falls asleep when he gets home.
He sounds like Grandad.
Oh, he's busy. Oh. Still, me that's on my own all day. If I could only pass my test.
Yeah, how's that going?
Will never has time to give me lessons, does he?
Right.
Be so great, though. Just keep thinking I could pop George in the car and go off into town, go shopping, see my friends. I mean, Brenda might be leaving for university soon. I want to see as much of her as I can.
Well, I'll give you lessons if you want.
Hey?
Why not? I could take you out of my car.
No, I'm used to Will's.
Well, you'd get used to mine.
No, look, don't listen to me. I'm just tired. I was up with George all night. Seen the bags under my eyes?
What bags?
Are you blind?
I can't see any. Look, if you wait for my brother to take you out driving, you'll be an old woman before you pass your test.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, we'll go for a quick spin now if you want.
But Ed?
What? Where's the arm in that?
Of course, Neil goes on that we can't afford it. But that table's not going to be big enough to put all the food on.
And you've got that huge kitchen.
Yeah, but I was going to make people pour their drinks in there.
Pass me the knife.
And it'd get ever so cluttered.
Well, you know, they've got a sale at that furniture place on Fargate.
Oh, I thought they'd moved.
No, they are. They're getting rid of their old stock.
Oh, they've got some nice stuff in there.
Hiya. Oh, hello, love.
Did you find Edward?
Yeah.
Or can you tell him if he ain't doing that, he could put the washing on for me?
Actually, Clary, he's just going to take me down the shop.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be about half an hour or so.
OK. Oh, look, but I might have taken the cake back by then.
You all right? Look after George then, Clary.
Of course.
Right, thanks. See ya.
Bye, love.
There. Done. Looks all right, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Once I've done the icing, it'll be a real treat. So, yeah, say they're selling old stock.
Yes, they've some pretty big savings.
Be lovely to have a table and chairs that match the dining room.
So, Susan, when exactly are you planning on doing the icing?
You expect me to believe that?
Matt!
Who are you trying to kid?
What's she saying?
Look, I know you'd lie to your own mother, but no one's going to buy that.
Matt, what's going on?
Shh. Well, of course I know it was you. Don't threaten me.
Don't antagonise her.
Okay. Yes, okay, that might be true. Yes, possibly. But you don't know what those accounts contain, do you? Huh? You don't know what those investments refer to.
How do you know?
Oh, really?
You don't know what she knows?
No. Well, yes, maybe that one. Yes. But if that think about it. Look, yes, all right, Yvette, yeah. Now, listen to me, my girl. I've been doing this a lot longer than you have, sweetheart, and I'll see you in hell.
For goodness sake.
Yes. Might be. Yeah, yeah, all right, it is. Hey, don't you speak about her like that.
Stupid woman.
You want me to...
Let her say what she likes.
You are priceless. You take the biscuit, you really do. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, we'll just see what my lawyer has to say, shall we?
What?
You're not going to get away with blackmail like that.
Blackmail?
Yvette.
What do you mean, blackmail?
Damn.
What was she saying about me?
My God. If I'd known she could be like this, I'd have employed her instead of marrying her.
Matt.
Oh, it's nothing, nothing, don't worry about
it. I want to know, what did she say?
Nothing, just empty threats. She's talking rubbish.
What threats, Matt?
She...
Come on, tell me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lillian, would you like that drink?
That's it, keep reversing. Don't worry about him.
All right, I'm moving.
Keep the full lock on.
Yes, I'm going to go into the ditch.
No, you're not. Just keep your eye on your wing mirror.
Eh?
That one. Yeah, he's got enough room to pass now.
What's his problem?
Oh, you know Tom Archer. He was nancying about in his dumb toy town car.
Yeah.
We're probably holding him up on a vital sausage mission.
Ed.
I just ignore him. Right, go back a little bit further.
You sure?
Yeah, you got room. I'm doing the wheel clockwise. A bit quicker. There you go. Put that brake on.
Oh, it's all right. I can do it.
I'm sorry. It's a little bit heavy. That's all. Right, now put it back into first.
Okay.
Take the handbrake off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'll do it. And now put a full right hand lock on.
Right.
Forward a bit. That's it. Come on, faster, faster.
Ed, stop it. Get your hands off. They're in the way.
There. You've done it. Perfect 3-point turn.
Hardly.
Well, that was good.
You reckon? I never could have done it in Will's estate. It's way too long.
Then why don't you keep practising in mine?
I couldn't. I've got to take the test in Will's, haven't I?
So? I can still master the basics in mine.
Well, I suppose. Perhaps.
So, yeah.
Maybe. But you have to promise me one thing.
What's that?
You have to agree to play in the band.
Hey?
Oh, come on. It would be great to see Joss back together again. It'd be like old times.
I don't know, Em.
Please. At least go to one rehearsal. I'll let you keep giving me lessons.
Well, maybe then.
Is that a yeah?
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right then.
You're not serious, perverting the course of justice. She can't prosecute me for that.
No, no, of course she can't. She's just using it as a lever.
Well, whatever it takes, I suppose.
No. I don't want you involved.
Jenny was right. I'm going to end up in court. I could go to jail.
You're not going anywhere.
Why? What are you going to do about it?
I'll...
Well... Matt, this is getting really serious. I think the only way you're going to keep me out of it is to come clean. Do what she says. Tell him about your hidden investments.
Hey, now, hang on.
She knows too much, Matt.
There's a lot of cash tied up in those accounts.
Well, it's your choice, of course.
I told you, I want to keep you out of it. It's just... No. No, I know you're right.
You will speak to your solicitor, then?
Yeah.
And the lovely Yvette will get half of everything. That's the hard truth.
All right. Yeah, I'll let her win this round. You never know, he might be able to find a loophole.
Oh, darling, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should never have hidden that stuff in your house. It wasn't fair.
Oh, well, you weren't to know she was quite as mad as she's turned out.
Yeah, I'll have to see what my solicitor thinks. What more can I say, Lillian? I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I will promise you one thing now, though. It's not going to be Yvette who has the last laugh.
Peggy's got herself into a tight spot.
bad, Peggy.
Oh, Phil.
I don't know if I'd been able to squeeze into a space like that.
I wasn't sure I would. Especially when people park so inconsiderately.
Yes, he could have left you more room.
Hello, Walt.
Actually, I'm pleased I bumped into you.
Oh?
I was wondering, will you be in this afternoon?
I think so. Yes, Higgs is coming to do some pruning, that's all.
Oh, good.
Why?
Well, Jill and I have collected a few things for the White Elephant stall. Thought I'd drop them over.
Well, if you want, I could pick them up now.
Oh, no, you don't need to.
I'm only getting a few groceries from the shop. I can pop straight over.
Oh. Well, Jill is in.
I need to talk to her about arrangements for the street party anyway.
Morning.
Morning, Sam.
Hello.
Lovely day.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Forecast said it should hold out too. Excuse me.
Right. Well, I'd better get on.
Yes. Right, Peggy.
It was nice to see you, Sam.
Yeah. See you, Peggy. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Now I better make a move too. Need to get over to Borchester.
Right.
See ya.
Sam?
Yeah?
Just out of interest, how are you getting on with the dairy herd?
Oh, yeah, fine. Well, a lot of them are drying off now, so there's a bit less work at the moment.
Did you get the BVD results back?
Yeah, I did. No problems there.
Oh, good.
But we're going to have to vaccinate against lepto.
Hmm. So you're pleased with the new vet, then?
Right. Right, I see what you mean. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you met him.
Well, yes, he seemed very good. And David and Ruth are happy, are they?
Look, Phil, I need to go.
Ah, yes,
I'll catch you later.
Jack? Oh, there you are.
Hello, Lillian. I didn't hear the bell. Did Peggy let you in?
Mum's not here, nor's her car. The front door was open.
Oh, yes, that's right. She'd gone to the shop.
She gave me a turn. I thought someone had broken in.
No, just me. I must have left the door open.
But what are you doing up here anyway? You shouldn't be climbing around in the attic on your own.
I'm all right.
Steps are dangerous.
Don't worry. I've been looking to see if I can find anything for Peggy's stall. Here, look at this. It's a local paper from the 12th of April, 1941. Peggy wants items with a wartime connection, you see.
Yeah, I can see how that would be of interest.
It's a medical, Lillian.
Well, I'm surprised you kept it all this time.
No, the story on the front page. You see, a couple of nights before, the Germans dropped bombs over Birmingham, and one of them exploded in front of St. Martin's Church in the Bullring.
Of course, I thought I recognised it.
As a fire warden, I helped clear up.
Well, that's not you in the photo, is it?
No, but the thing is, that same morning, the bishop had a premonition and ordered the Burne-Jones window to be taken down. You know Edward Burne-Jones? He was a
Pre-Raphaelite.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, after the bomb went off, there wasn't a window left in St. Martin's except that one, which was safely stored in boxes.
That is quite amazing.
Yeah. I found a few other things too.
Oh, Jack, are you sure you want to put this on the stall? I mean, it obviously means a lot to you.
Oh, not really. I haven't looked at it in years. And if it raises a bit of money...
Oh, just write a cheque. Memories are precious.
It's history now. Still, it shows you I was always interested in newspapers. Now, I found some Spitfire pictures back here.
Hello? Hello, is anyone in?
Oh, Mum, we're up here.
Lillian, is that you? What are you doing up there? Is Jack with you?
Hello, love.
Goodness, you did give me a fright. The front door was left wide open.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum, that was me.
You know, sometimes I reckon we must be mad to stay in this milk job.
Well, it doesn't seem to get any easier.
I mean, you've got the supermarket screaming off a nice fat profit, and there's the processors cutting each other's throat to keep the margins up.
And the poor old dairy farmer comes bottom of the heap.
Yeah, making damn all profit as it is. And now, there's talk of another cut in support, just when we're trying to get to grips with a single farm payment.
Where's it all going to end?
Well, I'll tell you where it's going to end, with the poor old dairy farmer being at the mercy of world markets.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right.
Suppose we're going to see another round of cuts to the export subsidies, on top of what we've had already.
Well, no, I have to agree with that. I mean, it can't be right to dump our surplus milk powder on poor African countries so their own farmers can't make a living.
Well, no.
Well, farmers here wouldn't put up with that, so why should they?
Yeah, OK, but we've got to have a better deal on our own market. At the moment, we haven't got a chance.
Oh, I don't envy you having to deal with all this.
No.
It all seemed so easy in my day. You produced as much as you could and expected a fair price for it.
Oh, if only.
Well, we didn't always get it, of course. But that's farming, I suppose.
Yeah. Anyway, Dad...
Yes, I must let you get on.
I've been meaning to sort out these potholes for ages. Get the tanker driver off my back.
Well, I just wanted to make sure everything was all right.
Yep.
We missed seeing you at the single wicket on Sunday.
Oh. Well, you know how it is.
Shula, I presume.
Well, that's a big day for her. Didn't want to be the cause of any friction.
I do wish you'd sort something out. If you knew how much it's upsetting your mother...
Well, Dad, talk to Shula, not to me.
Ah, now, come on. It's not all on her side.
Hang on, I thought you agreed with us about bringing in a new vet.
Well, I did. I do. But that doesn't mean we can't look for some sort of compromise.
Well, I'm afraid it's got a bit beyond that.
Well, look, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go on, then.
It's just an idea. If you don't like it, that's fine. But, say you keep on using Stephen...
Which we will...
But as a kind of technical support, leaving Alistair to deal with the ordinary everyday problems. In effect, they'd work as a team.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hello, Rose.
Hi, love. Better come and listen to this.
Oh, yeah?
Dad's got an idea for bringing Alistair back.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, as part of a team, with Stephen as a sort of consultant.
It wouldn't work.
Why not?
What, employing two vets instead of one? How is that going to be cost-effective?
Well, they'd be doing different jobs. You'd have Alistair on hand for the everyday stuff, and you'd have Stephen looking at your mastitis strategy, your herd fertility, all your long-term policies.
It is an idea.
If Alistair's prepared to do it. I mean, at the moment, he doesn't seem to want to set foot on this farm.
Well, that's up to him. We can only ask him.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam would have to be in complete agreement.
Yeah. We'd have to talk it through with him first.
Yes, of course. But remember, David... I want this farm to prosper, whatever the future holds.
You and me both, Dad.
What were you thinking of, Lillian? I can't believe you'd be so foolish.
I was trying to help him.
You should never have let him hide those documents in your house.
I realise that now.
I just don't want to see my daughter taken to court.
You know, I bet when Jack divorced Valerie, he wasn't completely above board with all of his assets.
That's entirely different.
How?
Divorce laws were different back then.
Oh, is that so?
And besides, Jack wasn't the one having the affair.
Aha.
Lillian, that's not what I...
Hello, girls. Everything all right?
Yes.
Fine, thank you, Jack.
Good. I'm making a cup of tea. Would either of you like one?
That'd be nice.
Thank you. Jack.
Yes?
Could you bring the things you found in the attic through? I'll put them with Phil and Jill's contributions.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, fine. I'll go and get them now.
You can make the tea first.
He seems on good form today. Think the drugs are helping?
I think so. Lillian...
Look, Mum, it doesn't matter.
But...
Matt's sorting it out. Don't worry yourself. How's the sale of shares going?
Oh, almost there, I think. Fingers crossed. We spoke to the accountant yesterday.
Seems strange to think of the Echo without Jack having any part of it.
Yes.
Still such an enthusiast.
I'm sure he'll carry on reading it from cover to cover.
Is he, well, he does know what's going on, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, of course. But it's going to be a real uphill struggle getting him to give things up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Look, I bought some new biscuits. Would you like one with your tea?
Yeah, OK then.
I'd better show Jack. He won't know where I put them.
All right.
Won't be a minute.
Oh, dear. Oh, I don't know, Jack. No, it's not in there. Oh.
You found the biscuits. There's a new packet. Jack?
Oh, Peggy.
Jack?
I've lost it.
Lost what?
The paper for your stall. I don't know where it is. I had it and I put it down... And now I can't find it.
Oh, I see.
It was in my hand.
Well, never mind.
I'm sorry, Peggy. I didn't mean to...
Don't worry. It's only been mislaid. We'll find it.
I had it.
Look, why don't you go and sit down?
No, I was making tea.
I'll do it. You go and talk to Lillian. I'm sure the newspaper will turn up.
To be frank, David, I can't see the sense of it. Steve's a first-class vet.
Yeah, we know that.
Which is why we want to keep him.
It's hardly as if Hollerton's a stretch if there's an emergency. As far as I can see, having two vets is just going to cause confusion.
No, wait. No, that's not necessary.
How do you mean, sir?
Well, Alistair's not a specialist. And individual problems aren't unconnected with the overall health of the herd. He might not realise you need to pass a piece of information on.
Come on, he's a professional.
Look, I know that changing vets has put you in a difficult position.
Oh, difficult?
But I'm just giving you my opinion. And I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we have to think what's best for us and the farm.
Yeah, of course.
Sam, listen. We told Phil we wouldn't go ahead if you weren't in agreement.
No, it's your decision.
That is our decision.
All right, so what's the bottom line? Sam, do you think that you could make this work if you had to?
Or would you be completely unhappy?
Truthfully?
Of course.
I'd do my best. But no, I wouldn't like it much.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you to it then.
All right.
The receipt for the feed's on the counter.
Thanks.
The cement's in the yard.
Okay.
See you.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Well, that's that then.
Never mind, he'll get used to it.
What?
All right, so he doesn't like the idea now, but he's right. It's our decision, and we both think it can work.
David...
Even if it does complicate things to start
David,
with...
David, I don't think it'll work either.
You don't?
No, not after what Sam's just said.
What? But when we spoke to Dad...
It seemed to make sense, but now... Oh, look, we made a decision for the good of the business. There was no point in doing it if we're just going to settle for a halfway house now.
Oh, now, hang on.
David, seriously. Look, I'm as fond of Alistair as you are, but we just can't do it.
Kenton's in high spirits.
You can't dance around the cafe when there's customers in. Frank, tell him.
OK, if you won't jitterbug, have a slow waltz.
Oh, I don't know what's got into you.
Nor me, really.
Oh, anyway, I'm sure you've got work to do. Oh, Kenton, watch out.
Careful.
Oh, sorry, Brenda.
It's a bit crowded around here.
Cosy, though. Oh, you're doing a grand job.
Thanks.
At least it's quiet. Give you a chance to get your hand in.
Yeah, but when you're trying to serve people, take orders, get you to the till, clear table.
You're enjoying life in the catering industry, then?
It's not that bad. I could just do with a little more help from this one.
She's doing fine. In fact, more than fine. She's a natural.
That espresso machine doesn't think so. It keeps spitting at me.
Hey, relax.
It's evil.
Emma just hits it.
Oh, leave the poor girl alone. Do some work. I'll see you back at mine.
Are you going?
I only meant to pop in for 5 minutes. Don't be late. We have to be at the village hall by 7:30.
What?
We're having jitterbug lessons with your mum and dad.
Yeah.
We're seeing Alan at 7, about becoming godparents.
Oh, Lord.
Kenton, we arranged it last week.
Well, can't we put it off?
No.
Oh, you go.
But what about our romantic dinner?
Well, we'll just have to eat quickly.
Kenton, you have to come. Help anything else. You won't know what to do on Sunday.
But Sid's having Jamie tonight.
I know. Mm. Well, it doesn't matter. You should still be able to make it.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't see why I need lecturing from Alan, though.
That's a big deal, being a godfather.
Yeah, but I know what to do, you know? Just have loads of fun with a kid when he's sick to death of his parents.
I think there's more to it than that.
Such as?
Oh, I don't know. The God bit, maybe?
God?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten about that.
Oh.
Oh, afternoon, Alan.
Oh, how do you, Mike?
You all right there? A bit flushed.
Yeah, fine. I've just been out for a run.
Oh.
By the day of the fate, I'll be in peak condition.
Training for the obstacle race, are you?
Yeah. There'll be no stopping the damn busters. You can throw anything at us.
Oh, now there's a challenge.
Actually, don't make it too hard. I think I put my knee out.
Where's my missus? She not serving you?
No.
Betty?
No, don't worry. I heard her out the back.
Oh.
I think she's on the phone.
Well, you know, if you need to get on, I can take the money for you.
No, you don't need to do that.
Well, she won't mind me passing it on.
Well, okay then. I think I've got the change. How much was this again?
Cool. Blimey, it's interesting reading for a vicar.
Oh, that? No, no, that's for Amy.
Oh.
The energy drinks for me, though.
I suppose you let her read that stuff.
Well, it's just a little present for her finishing her GCSEs.
Well, exams over, are they?
Yeah. Had a few bleary eyes this morning. She and Alice went out celebrating last night.
Oh, I see.
Well, you've got to let them have some leeway, haven't you? There you go.
Oh, Tara.
And now she's got a couple of months to recover before college. She's got to look for a job, I think.
Ah, oh, good for her.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Mike.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Take care now.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah?
Just a thought. If Amy wants a job, I think Betty needs someone to help out here.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise there was anyone in.
Isn't that right, love?
What's that?
You're looking for someone for the shop.
Yeah, that's right. Why?
Amy wants some work for over the summer.
Oh, I see. Well, it'd be lovely to have her. But mind you, it's only part-time, minimum wage.
Well, I'll see what she thinks. Bye now.
Yeah, he's giving me the money.
Oh, right you are. Bye, Alan.
What's that? £3.20?
Yeah, ta. Hey, Mike, that was Brenda on the phone. She's sold an article to the Felversham Advertiser.
Has she?
Yeah, that one about the townies badger baiting.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I bet that's bucked her spirits. Huh?
She's over the moon.
Hey.
Yeah, you know what else, though?
Hmm?
Her friend on the paper who called, he reckons Mr. Bull is selling his shares in the Echo and wondered if she knew anything about it.
Does she?
Well, why would she have? But I've not heard anything, and Roy hasn't mentioned it.
Huh. Well, there is shares.
Yeah, but what if that's only the start of it?
Start of what?
Mr. Woolley's selling up. What if he wants to get rid of this place next?
Wow, that's original.
Yeah, got him a teddy. And I've bought him a star, too.
You what?
I've named one after him.
What, the George Star?
That's right.
And where's that? In the Grundy constellation?
No, Kenton. I can only afford the one. And Roy's got my piggy bank.
Oh, well, I'll find that useful.
It never hurts to start saving early.
Yeah, well, I know which one I prefer.
Honestly, Kenton, you've got no idea.
Hey, sorry about that, folks. Roy's on his way now.
Well, where is he?
He's been held up at the hotel.
Sorry, Alan. I would have called him myself, but no phone.
No worries.
I never usually forget my handbag. It must have been all the other shopping I had.
Yeah, it's easily done. And I've forgotten my sermon notes before now.
It's probably been ringing back at the cafe all evening.
Are you both all right to wait?
Yeah, sure.
Kenton? Actually, Alan,
He's fine too.
No, I'm not. No, I should be at the village hall.
He's only got a jitterbug lesson.
Right. No, Kathy's there on her own.
No, she's not. There are loads of people.
Look, it's not a problem. We can start now. Oh, can you?
I can always go off with Roy, whatever is missed.
Alan, we can wait.
Really? It's fine. We'll begin then, shall we? Come on.
Okay, well, the first thing I always like to tell prospective godparents is that they're very lucky people. And I think being asked to be a godparent is one of the highest honours anyone can receive. So by asking you, Will and Emma are saying that they appreciate what you bring to their lives and that they want that relationship to continue for a long time. However, there is another part to being a godparent, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Now, where do you think the idea of having godparents originally came from? Kenton?
Hmm?
Well, what do you reckon?
Me? I don't really know.
Well, go on, have a stab at it. Doesn't matter if it's wrong.
Fairy stories?
Sorry?
You know, like with fairy godmothers.
Oh, right! OK, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
No, that's not quite right.
Was it because in the early days, people who wanted to become Christian had to have someone to vouch for them?
Oof, you've been doing your homework.
Yeah, found some stuff on the internet.
Don't we just hate swats?
Yeah.
No, that's right enough, though. Early converts needed a sponsor who'd promised to help them become a faithful member of the church.
No magic wand, then?
Afraid not. So, with that in mind, what do you think the main responsibilities of being a godparent are?
I know we're supposed to pray for George.
Yes, Christians believe that that's an active way of supporting your godchild.
And I know the godparents are supposed to set an example of how to lead a Christian life.
And how would you do that? Any thoughts, Kenton?
Right. Well, I guess that means, you know, just try not to do anything bad. Teach them to respect their parents and, don't cheat, don't steal, and, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Kenton, please don't say covet your neighbour's ox.
I was going to say don't kill, actually. Sorry, Alan, I'm just not...
I can see you're uncomfortable, but, you know, there are plenty of fantastic godparents who started out feeling exactly the same way.
Oh, good.
Your real starting point is to show George how to lead life with
love in your heart.
Is that it?
Well, that and buying inappropriate gifts his parents wouldn't approve of.
Shall I put your name down then, Betty?
Well, it does sound interesting.
I would say think about it, but the places are filling up.
Yeah, okay then. You never know when another Clive Oravin's going to walk into the shop, God forbid.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I've arranged these classes.
That is, if I'm still working in the shop.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, ignore me. I'm worrying about nothing. It's just that I've heard Mr. Woolley's selling his shares in the Echo.
Oh, yeah. Kenton mentioned something about that.
Oh, did he?
Betty, love, would you mind partnering Matt?
Eh?
Matt. He needs someone to show him how to lead.
Oh, right. OK.
Lillian's sitting out while her toes recover.
Oh, I'd better watch Mum.
Be careful.
Kenton's still not showing his face, Cathy?
No. I'm feeling like a bit of a wallflower.
Well, we can't have that.
Oh, why? Are you asking me to dance?
I might just well be.
Oh,
OK. Go on. Right. We'll start with the basic step, yeah, shall we? Right hand on top of my left. Okay. There. And back.
Back.
Now step. And forward. Touch. Mind you only slide your foot.
Yeah, I see.
That's it.
Hey.
Very good.
Sucker. Hands off my woman.
Oh, Kenton, you made it.
Yeah, I'll show you how that's done.
You be my guest.
Dolphins.
Hello. You know you shouldn't leave such a lovely lady on her own.
Well, he's here now. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. You just shout if you need any help.
Come on, we'll show him.
Left hand, Kenton.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. How did you get on with Alan?
Oh, great, actually. He says I'm going to be a fantastic godfather. Boy, my christening gift was spot on.
Mike says you should only slide your foot back.
No, I'm doing it right.
Oh.
Come on, let's try the cuddle. Take my right hand and then turn into my arm, yeah?
Oh.
Right.
Like this. Yeah. Ooh, I like this.
Oh, do you indeed.
Oh, do.
OK, ready to spin out?
Hang on, Kenton.
Here we go.
Cathy,
you all right?
No.
What's happened? No, it's nothing, Betty. She just turned a bit awkwardly.
Can you stand?
I'm not sure.
Here, take my hand.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh,
hold on to me.
I don't reckon you're going to do any more dancing tonight.
I'm sure the pain will ease up in a minute.
No, Kenton. I think you better take me home.
Well, I sure know how to show a lady a good time, don't I?
Oh,
sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to be as gentle as I can. You don't think Jack really would sell the calf, do you?
Well, you probably have heard by now.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry, though.
Yeah, but Jack's is doing well, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so.
And you take care of all the management.
Yeah, I know, but it's not as if it's only my job. It's my home as well. God, I'd probably have to move back in with Mum and Dad.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, I haven't got anywhere else to go, have I?
I'm sure we'd find you somewhere.
Oh, there. Do you want to put a pillow under your foot?
No, the mattress is soft enough. But thank you.
Hey, don't thank me.
You're being very sweet.
Sweet?
Yeah. Well,
first I scoff your beautifully prepared meal, then I abandon you in the village hall, and finally I cripple you.
It's only a sprain. It'll be okay in the morning.
Yeah? Well, can I get you anything else?
Oh, no.
A glass of wine? Book? How about I pop the radio on for you?
No, I don't need anything.
Hmm?
Don't need anything except maybe a kiss.
Oh, right. Oh, I expect I can manage that. Mm. Oh, all right.
Careful. No, that's fine.
Well, I guess I'd better be off then.
Kenton.
I'll pop round tomorrow.
No,
see how your ankle is.
I don't want you to go.
You sure?
Oh, it's an early start for Matt and Lillian.
Oh, what's this pullet doing?
Tiger.
Come on, mate, move.
Tell me what you're going to say to him.
Oh, Lillian, how many more times? You saw me put the documents in my briefcase.
If you won't let me come to the meeting, I want to be sure I get it right. My head's on the block just as much as yours. Now,
What are you going to tell the solicitor?
I'm going to walk in, I'm going to shake his hand, say good morning.
Sarcastic.
And then I'll tell him everything. All the assets, all the investments, I'll lay the whole lot before him and he and Yvette can carve it up.
Matt.
Just, my love, so that I can be certain you won't end up in court. Happy?
Okay. And the reason you didn't tell him about the investments before...
Oh, Lillian!
You need an excuse.
My business dealings are many and varied, and I forgot to include them in my initial disclosure.
Well, at least try to sound more contrite.
I'm going
to
see him a lawyer, not a priest.
He'll know you were trying to hide the money.
So what if he does? Anything I tell him is confidential.
He's like a priest, though.
Look, you don't have to worry. I'm sorting it, OK? Shall I drop you off here?
Please.
Right. The meeting shouldn't be more than an hour or so. Where do you want picking up?
I'll be in Underwood. I've got my phone.
OK. And then we'll go home and relax in the hot tub. I might even let you watch the tennis, all right? Mm.
Yeah. Well, I do want to drop in on Shula first. Yeah, that's strange.
What's that?
Jack's. I was hoping to go for breakfast. Doesn't seem to be open.
Voila! Oh! Breakfast is served.
Kenton, you made me jump.
Oh, I'm very sorry, madame. I did not mean to startle you.
Kenton, what are you wearing, you loon?
What?
Oh, pass me a towel. And when I'm dry, mm-hmm. I want my dressing gown back.
But then I will be naked.
No. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, I won't be Lindy hopping for a while, but...
I mean, about last night. Are you all right?
Yeah, I am. I really am. So, where's this breakfast, then?
In the kitchen, but I can bring it up if you want.
No, I'll come down. I need to get going. And what about you? Are you sure you don't need to be at the cafe?
Oh, no, Brenda can manage.
It is her first week, love.
Yeah, but it's easy this time of day.
Oh. There, that's probably her now.
Oh, I doubt it. All anyone orders is the full English.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, morning, Peggy.
Told you.
Hiya, how are you? Where? Oh, I'm, No, I'm not at Jack's. I'll be there very soon, though.
You should have gone this morning. I wouldn't have minded.
What? Lillian did? No, that can't be right. I asked Brenda to open up. Yeah, I gave her Emma set. Yeah, well, I don't understand it either. I left a message on Brenda's phone.
You told me you spoke to her.
No, it's just a message. What? No, trust me, Peggy. If there'd been a problem, she would have run me back, wouldn't...
Oh, hell.
Hmm? No, I mean, I better go and see what's happened. Yeah, well, I'll let you know. All right, thanks, Peggy. Yeah, thanks for telling me. Yeah, bye. Oh, Brenda's phone.
What about it?
She left it at the cafe. It was in her handbag.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the keys were probably in there, too.
Right, well, put your clothes on. Still only early. Thanks so much for coming over, Alistair.
No problem, Peggy.
As I said, I would have brought him to the surgery, but it's been such a hectic morning already.
Don't worry.
And Jack's out at the country park. I'm amazed how easily you got Bill into his box. He's normally straight out the cat flap.
Well, he seems happy enough in there now.
I guess that's years of experience for you.
It's got to be worth something. Oh, have you got everything?
I just need my purse.
OK. Sorry I couldn't deal with it here, but for an abscess like that...
No, I understand.
Could be a grass seed that's got in under the skin. Or another cat might have given him a swipe.
I wouldn't be surprised. Ready.
Let's go, then. Oh, could you open the door?
Oh, of course. Oh, that isn't Jack, is it? He's not left his keys again.
Hello, Peggy.
Kenton, I thought you'd gone to Jack's.
Oh, hi there, Alistair.
Morning.
Oh, dear. Have you got a poorly moggy?
What are you doing here, Kenton? You told me you were dealing with the cafe.
Shall I wait for you in the car?
Yes, sure, Alistair. I'm sorry about this.
Oh, that's all right. See you, Kenton.
Yeah, bye. Quick, stop him! He's a cat burglar!
Well?
The thing is, Peggy,
Kenton, what's happened?
I've lost my keys.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I've searched everywhere. In my car, at Kathy's. We've scoured the church.
The church?
I had to see Alan about becoming a godfather.
I see.
So, I was hoping I might be able to borrow yours.
Oh, I suppose you'll have to. Come in.
The keys are in the bureau.
Look, I'm really sorry, Peggy. It's just an unfortunate chain of events.
I should say so. This really isn't good enough, Kenton.
Yeah, I know.
So is Jack still not open?
Well, I guess not, unless Brenda's smashed a window.
Well, I hope she hasn't.
No, me too.
Right. I think Jack keeps them in this drawer. I wish you'd come to me straight away. The cafe could be open by now.
I didn't want to trouble you.
Oh.
Peggy, you all right?
Yes, sorry. The keys should be in here.
Blimey, you can't have been in there for a while.
Yes, here they are.
When did you buy that paper? It must be ages old.
Well, at least it's over now.
I still didn't like his attitude. I ask you, threatening to stop acting for me if he thinks I'm not being above board.
I told you to be more apologetic.
Yeah, well, he'll find himself pretty soon out of business if he expects all his clients to be so honest.
And there's absolutely no way Yvette can prosecute me.
No, Prissica. I keep telling you. She'd have to be mad to try it.
She's mad. She broke into my house.
Yeah, and now she's got what she wants. I've disclosed everything she could have found at your place.
What?
What?
You said at my place. I thought you told the solicitor everything.
Oh, don't be daft. I'm not going to let Yvette get the better of me that easily.
Oh, Matt.
Look. It's an educated gamble, right? My solicitor knows about the investments I stashed at yours. But what he doesn't know...
I don't want to know. I'm having nothing to do with it.
Yeah, fair enough. That's probably very wise.
I'll see you back at Honeysuckle.
Yep. Okay.
Probably won't be long. Oh, you have remembered we're going to the ball this evening.
Are we?
For the bulls competition. Oh. To raise money for the cat and fiddle.
Yeah.
Put it in your diary. Oh, look, there's Mum.
Hey, hang on, give us a kiss.
Not entirely sure you deserve
one. Oh, aren't you?
You can have one anyway.
Nah. Oh, I should think so, too.
Bye.
Keep the hot tub warm for me.
Will do.
Hello, Lillian.
Hi, Mum. What are you doing here?
Bill. He had an abscess.
Oh, no.
He's fine now, though. What about you?
Oh, I've just come to see Shula. And I've some good news. Your daughter will not be appearing in the dock any time soon.
Oh?
That's seen a solicitor. It seems I'm in the clear.
That's good.
Well, don't get too overjoyed.
Sorry.
I thought you'd at least be relieved.
I am, dear. It's just been a bit of a morning, that's all.
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course. You sort out the cafe?
Yes. Kenton had managed to mislay both sets of keys.
Oh, you are joking.
I wish I was. Oh. Had to lend him ours.
What's he like? Still, I don't expect it'll surprise Shula.
It's not really that, though.
No?
No, I found Jack's paper when I went to get the keys from the bureau. The one he'd put aside for my white elephant stall.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
I know, but...
So upset when he lost it.
It's just... Oh, I don't know.
What, Mum?
I just keep thinking, what if I hadn't been around when you called? I mean, if Jack can't even remember when he's obviously put something away for safekeeping.
Well, yes, that is true.
Maybe the cafe's more trouble than it's worth.
Maybe it is.
I'm being silly, though. I don't know why it's shaken me so much.
Well,
I know what to expect.
Sometimes something happens that brings a situation home.
I know I won't be able to put his things on the stall.
Oh, Mum.
Well, how can I, Lillian? They're his memories. As time goes on, they might be all he has left.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah, sounds like it. I reckon only you could manage a muck-up like that.
Oh, thanks for your brotherly support.
Welcome.
Well, if Brenda hadn't forgotten her hand...
Hey, oi, you can't blame her.
No, I suppose not. Oh, she didn't half give me an earful, though. Even worse than Peggy.
Yeah, well, better hope she's just as forgiving as Kathy is. Honestly, you are a jammy so-and-so. If I treated Ruth the way you treated her, I'd be banished as a spare room forevermore.
What can I say? It's just my animal magnetism.
Oh, no. I thought they'd stopped.
Who's playing?
It's Fallon's old band. Well, they, I can't remember what they're called. You know, Ed and Stu and all that lot.
Huh. Well, they're not bad.
They make a great accompaniment to a Bulls match.
You going to play?
No, I'd forgotten it was on, actually. Just came for a drink.
Oh, no.
So, this meeting you had with Alan, are you all ready to become a godfather?
Not just a godfather. I'm going to be the godfather. I've learnt all the lines.
Is that right, Marwan?
Yep. I turn to Christ, I repent of my sins, I renounce the devil.
All right, lads.
Hi there, Matt.
All right.
Enjoying the match?
Yeah.
How's my pushcat doing?
Well, it's her ball nearest the jack, I think.
Ah, that's my girl.
Hey.
Hey, David. I just bumped into Alistair at the bar.
Oh.
Yeah, he offered to buy me a drink.
I didn't realise he was here. Maybe I should...
You two aren't still squabbling, are you?
No, we're not squabbling.
Oh, no, you had to sack him.
I didn't sack him.
Well, I'll let him go, then.
Dave, just sort it out, please. I hate being stuck in the middle of family
feud. No, Kent and I admire David on this one.
Do you really?
Though, I've got to say, I didn't think you had it in you. Takes bottle to make a decision like that. Unfortunate, but sometimes in business you have to be cutthroat. Loyalty will only get you so far.
Hey, now, listen...
Here he comes now. Yep. Alistair, over it.
Oh, I couldn't see you. Oh, David.
Evening.
Hiya, mate.
Here's your pint, Matt.
Cheers.
Look, I might go back inside.
What, not staying?
Well,
Lillian's about to win.
No, it's been a long day and there aren't any seats left out here.
Right, okay then. Thanks for the drink, anyway.
No problem.
Alistair, wait! Dave, go after him. Make amends and we can all be happy families again.
I should stay out of it if I were you, mate.
But this is horrible.
It doesn't matter, you can't get ahead without ruffling a few feathers.
That's your advice, is it?
Oh, it's right.
Yes!
Yep, you've made your decision. Now you've got to stick to it.
David's trying his best to sort things out.
Good, isn't it?
And Pip made that up.
No, it's doing the rounds at school. Oh. Hey, David.
Hi.
You want to hear something funny?
Actually, it's just nipping out.
What? Where are you going now? I've hardly seen you all day.
Well, I've been walking the cereals with Adam, and the grain pit needed cleaning out. Right, Sam?
Yeah.
So, where are you going?
Sam, isn't it time to get the cows in?
Yeah, I'm just about to.
David? What's going on?
Oh, look. All right, I'm going to the stables.
What?
I want to talk to Alistair. I want to find out whether he thinks that he could work with Stephen or not. I should at least discuss it with him.
Right. I see.
I just need to know if he'd consider it.
We agreed, David. We said we'd respect Sam's feelings on this.
Hey, now.
I know we did.
I always said this was your decision.
Ruth, have you any idea how guilty I feel?
Of course. But should you base a decision like this on feeling guilty?
My sister hates me.
I know. Look, I feel really bad about it too.
Look, I know having two vets might not be the most effective way of doing things.
It isn't, is it?
I don't think so, no.
I just said that.
So why do it?
Because it's the right thing.
Even though Sam isn't really behind it.
Look, it's an impossible situation.
Oh, dear.
Sam, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it is not your farm and it's not your family, and the fact that it is my family makes a difference. So if I can find a compromise, I will.
You asked me for my advice, I just said what I think.
Right.
Fine.
And that's how we got in this situation in the first place.
David!
Look, I didn't... Just, please, let me give it a go, okay? I'll let you know what he says.
David, wait! Sam.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry, he's not normally like this.
Forget about it.
But look...
Aren't they going to do as he says? Get the cows in.
So, you had a good time then?
Oh, it was okay.
Only okay?
Yeah. I mean, the band sounded the same. It was just... I don't know, different. I was feeling uncomfortable being away from George.
Oh. Ooh, did you hear that, eh? Your mummy missed you.
Yes, I did. I suppose seeing Dross back together made me realise how many things have changed. I phoned Gary about 50 times.
Oh, you know, you could have left him with me.
Ed was giving me a lift home anyway.
I bet he liked playing in the band.
No, I'm not sure he does actually. I don't reckon he'll do it again. Oh, is that the front door?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It's early for Will to be home.
Oh, that's better, isn't it, eh, Georgie? Oh, nice clean nappy.
Well?
Oh, Emma, I've got to tell you, I did it.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Got a new dining room table and chairs being delivered.
What?
I asked Christopher to wait in for him.
Oh, Mum, Dad said he didn't need one.
I know, but I got it in the sale. Less than half price. Oh, and you should see it, Emma. Real oak veneer.
You better hope he's in a good mood.
Well, he won't be able to complain. Not when he hears what a bargain it was.
Hiya.
Oh, it is you. What are you doing home so early?
What kind of a welcome's that? Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hey, Georgie.
You know what I mean. Weren't expecting you back.
Oh, Brian's giving me the rest of the day off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's going to cover for me over the weekend. Says it's a christening present.
Oh, Will, that is fantastic. Isn't that a nice gesture?
I have been missing you.
Oh, so now I'll be able to help with the preparations.
Oh, well, actually, Will, I think we've got it pretty much under control.
Oh, well, then I can give you some driving lessons. Yeah, you haven't had one for ages.
Yeah, great.
You could take her out now.
Oh, no.
Why not? Look, I tell you what. I'll take George over to ours and you can join us after for tea.
Well, don't you need to be at the shop, Mum?
No, Betty's staying late to show Amy the ropes. So what about it?
Then?
So what I'm basically suggesting is that you carry on doing all the things you normally do. You'd be our vet for all the everyday jobs, all the emergencies, and all Steve would do is come in on occasion to assess the herd health and bring us up to speed on the latest research. And, of course, we'd still rely on you completely for the beef and the sheep, if you were happy to do that. So what do you think?
It's an interesting proposition.
It's the best compromise we could think of.
I'll pass on it, though.
What?
I'm really not interested, David. Thanks for coming.
Alistair.
But I'm really quite busy,
well,
so...
Give me a reason, at least.
A reason?
Yeah, I think this could really work.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I don't.
Why not?
Because I prefer not to be a junior assistant.
It wouldn't be any different from the way you work now, except that you'd report to Stephen at the herd health meetings.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even be losing that much work.
Oh, it's not the money, David.
All right. Sorry, I know it isn't. But look, Alistair, let's not fool ourselves. Both of us know dairy herd management is highly specialised. I mean, this might even be an opportunity for you to learn some new stuff.
Oh,
and after a few years, we might decide we want you to take back full responsibility.
Oh, well, thank you.
What's the matter with that?
I'm a fully qualified vet, David.
I know.
With 20 years' experience. And quite frankly, I prefer not to work on a farm where I feel those qualities aren't respected.
Oh, come on, you know that's not what I meant. For goodness sake, Alistair, all we're arguing about is the difference between being a GP and being a consultant. We're not expecting you to be up on the intricacies of herd health management.
Then why are you making me this offer, David?
Because...
It wouldn't be so that you don't have to feel guilty anymore.
No.
So that everything can go back to being nice and cosy.
Alistair, I came here as your friend. Because I want to put things right between us.
Yeah, well, if that means having to accept the sop of easy procedures and being answerable to another vet, then...
Now you've been ridiculous.
Then you'll forgive me if I tell you where to shove it.
I
won't be patronised like that, David.
I honestly didn't think I was being patronising. But if you don't think you could...
No.
OK. I have to say, Sam didn't think it was a workable solution either.
Oh. Well, then you can go back and give him the good news, can't you?
Well, I was only curious. Tom hadn't mentioned he was switching his feed order.
You know he came round to see me about it.
Did he?
Yeah. It was, well, probably a couple of weeks ago now. He said he wasn't happy with your current supplier.
Really? Well, they always seem fine to me.
He thought they were a bit pricey.
Oh, well, maybe he negotiated a better price.
Yeah, maybe.
No matter, I'm happy. I've finally got my wiener pellets.
That's it, Neil, they're out of the lane. You can get back now.
Oh, cheers, Sam.
Sam, wait a sec. Right, well...
Yeah, I won't keep you. I'll probably see you on Sunday, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Right, I'll be off then.
Bye, Neil.
Take care.
Sam! Wait a minute, Sam! Sam, hang on.
I need to get started on the milking.
Then I'll come with you. Listen...
Ruth, if you want to talk about the vet, then really I think it's David you need to speak to.
I know,
yeah, I've had
but...
me say.
All right, but please, I don't want you to feel we don't support you. It's just... Well, you know what families are like, and as for David...
Ruth, okay.
He's just not very good at handling conflict.
You don't have to explain... I'm only an employee.
You know you're more than that. This is your herd. We want to hear your opinion.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll carry on doing my job.
Good.
If David don't want to take any notice, then that's his business.
Well done, him.
Did all right, didn't I?
More than all right. I'll just take the old place off.
I think I'll drive home if you don't mind.
Okay, then. I can't believe how much you've improved. What have you been doing? Taking the car while I'm asleep?
No.
That turn onto the Borchester Road? You've never even done that before.
I guess something must have just clicked.
Neil, wait! What are you doing?
Didn't I say it was the last thing we needed? But oh, no, no.
I knew this would happen.
But where are you going?
I'm putting the chairs in the garage.
I was only trying to save us money.
Okay, then.
Emma?
Afternoon, Neil.
I just wanted us to look our best. Oh, hello, you two.
Is she in on this as well?
No.
Am I being made fun of here?
Oh, of course not. I only told her this afternoon. Listen, you wouldn't be angry if they'd got the delivery right.
Yes, I would.
Why, what's happened, Will?
Your mother, in her wisdom, has managed to purchase 18 dining room chairs but no table.
They must have taken the order down wrong.
I can't move in there for bubble wrap furniture. Well, don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's your christening party that's going to be ruined.
Can't you send them back?
No, I don't reckon so.
Not in time for Sunday.
Well, I suppose a few extra chairs might come in useful.
Oh, Will. Stop laughing, young lady.
Oh, come on, Mum. It could be worse.
How?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been 20 chairs, couldn't it?
Neil? Oh, honestly, what's the matter with you all? Oh, some housewarming this is going to be.
Is that really what he said?
Yep.
Here you go.
Thanks. Listen, I'm sorry I was...
Well, I don't suppose it matters now.
No, I guess not.
Maybe Shula was right after all.
About what?
About Alistair being depressed. It doesn't sound like him.
He didn't seem depressed, he seemed very angry.
He was lashing out.
Oh, I wish I'd never gone over there.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I suppose it was inevitable.
Oh, come on. Bringing a specialist in was a perfectly reasonable decision. And, well, all right. We didn't do it very well. But now we've tried to make amends. What you offered him wasn't a bad compromise. You've no reason to feel guilty.
I suppose.
You did what you thought was right.
I did. That was the only reason.
I know. Well, the next thing you need to do is put things right with Sam.
Oh.
You know you've really offended him.
I wasn't that bad, was I?
You should have heard yourself.
Oh, God. So where is he? I'll go and apologise now.
I think you'd better.
Is he in the parlour?
Yeah. Good luck. I'm not sure an apology will be enough.
Oh, no.
And wait until Alistair tells Shula. God knows what she's going to think.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimpson and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.